This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 7:16. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now, moving on to, well, on Sunday, Finance Minister Tengku Zafrul Aziz announced two exciting things for Kuala Selangor. Firstly, that the Finance Ministry was adopting the constituency. And secondly, that they had greenlit the Punca Alam Station for the East Coast Rail Link.
I'm just going to say upfront that if you ask us what adopting means, it appears that very few people have a clear understanding of what exactly was meant by that phrase. But according to the minister, this adoption will help develop the district, which is the second largest in the state, stretching from Punca Alam to Tanjung Karang. He also said that the MOF doesn't favour any particular district in the country. And I think this in many ways was partly a response to the kinds of reactions that came after. There has, of course, before we get into what adopting is going to constitute and where the ECRL comes into all of it, a lot of people basically have pointed out that this feeds into the speculation around the idea that the minister is likely to contest in Kuala Selangor during the next GE. When asked about that, he said his focus is currently on his work as in the finance ministry. Yeah, that's where we find ourselves.
So, not without its criticism, this announcement. One of the main voices of that has been DAP Secretary General Anthony Lok, who is also, of course, former Minister of Transport. Now, he took to social media to criticise the finance minister for this whole adoption of Kuala Selangor. Anthony Lok said that it was unheard of for a ministry to take this approach and pointed out that a ministry should be formulating policies and providing services to the entire nation instead of just focusing on selected areas. Also said that Tengku Zafrul shouldn't be using his position to give himself potentially an added advantage when it comes to GE15.
He also said, and I guess this is in his capacity as former transport minister, that any approval to construct an ECRL station should not fall under the purview of the finance minister, and that approvals for railway schemes actually fall under the jurisdiction of the Land Public Transport Agency. All good points, and I think all points that we'd like to explore.
Yes, so we are talking about the fact that Finance Minister Tengku Zafrul Aziz has said that the finance ministry is planning to adopt the Kuala Selangor constituency, and they've greenlit the Punca Alam station for the ECRL. We'd like to hear from you. What do you make of this? You can call 7732900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Tan Yi Han, Executive Director at REFSA. Thanks for joining us, Yi Han.
Hi, thank you very much. Good evening.
So this plan for the MOF to adopt Kuala Selangor, what's your read on it? What does it mean for a ministry to adopt a district?
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show. I think the first thing that came into many people's mind would be, what does adopting a district mean, as you just mentioned earlier? As far as I'm aware, I don't know of any other precedents in Malaysia within the context of Tengku Zafrul's announcement. There are no districts currently adopted by any other ministries in the country as well. And more importantly, I think there weren't a lot of definition or public definition about what adopting a district mean in the context of our government. Although, as Tengku Zafrul himself mentioned, he said that he wants to realise the progress of the district as much as possible in the future, which is basically saying that you want to focus on the investment and development of that district. So the first read, of course, it's a little bit out of the blue. You know, you wonder what this whole thing entails. And of course, some of the points that you mentioned earlier and has been discussed in the media also pops up. So we can explore that in a little bit more. Maybe one thing to add as well is there doesn't seem to also be a common practice in other countries of a government ministry adopting a specific, you know, district or state, etc. Yeah.
So how do you see this affecting Kuala Selangor's development, especially considering that that is the promise here?
Sure. Well, first of all, it's very encouraging to know that the Minister of Finance met with, you know, local various residents associations in Punca Alam, etc., you know, understanding the challenges faced by residents in the smaller towns and cities, I think that's very encouraging. And we should keep doing that to understand what happens on the ground level. But while stating his intention to adopt Kuala Selangor as a district, apart from announcing approval of constructing the ECRL station, it wasn't very clear on exactly what other ideas Tunku Zafro has in mind that would help develop Kuala Selangor specifically, how he envisaged Kuala Selangor to be as a district, what benefits it will bring to the local economy and livelihood of the local people, for example. So there is more to be discussed here before we can say concretely whether this will impact positively on the area and what kind of concrete impact it will bring to Kuala Selangor as a whole.
And what do you make of the connection that's been drawn to the ECRL and the Punca Alam station?
Yeah, so ECRL started as a national infrastructure project, right, to link cities and towns in the East Coast and the West Coast, upgrading the public transport in rural areas along the way. But again, the question here would be that there isn't much explanation on why Punca Alam is added in as one of the stations and not some other towns, for example, around that area. So except for the fact that Tunku Zafro mentioned meeting the local residents, they have voiced a desire to build an ECRL station in that area. They would like it to be there. There isn't much, there's still a lot of clouds on the logic behind it. And you mentioned a little bit earlier about other ministries need to be involved and things like that. So that goes back to a more whole-of-society approach to understand the benefits that a national infrastructure project will bring and how each linking each and specific, chosen specific cities matters. So up until now, I don't think in the current news it has been discussed that much.
Now, there has been a fair amount of pushback on this announcement coming from both the opposition as well as within UMNO. And I think we've kind of circled these points. You've mentioned it. But what are the main points of contention here?
There are a few. I think even as Tunku Zafro clarified that ministries and government agencies would, of course, continue to provide assistance to all economic areas in the country, one can't help but wonder, of course, it's a bit contradictory to then also officially adopt a district as a focus. So we need to answer many questions here, such as exactly what does adoption mean, what it entails, what kind of different status will it give to Kuala Selangor as compared to a district that is not, you know, quote-unquote adopted. It could send a wrong signal that Kuala Selangor's needs may be prioritised over other areas. There's some element of cherry-picking here as well. Because there is also, the second point, because there's no ministry that has adopted any district before, this is also setting a precedent. Does it mean that other ministries can start looking to adopt specific districts for their specific areas? Will local residents have to lobby separately to be adopted, to have their town or city adopted and given specific focus on their development? I think from a public policy perspective, a ministry plays a crucial role in shaping the overall direction of our nation's economic growth and directing our various resources and tools to implement the national policies. So this is something that needs to be, you know, discussed and perhaps debated as well. And the other point as well is also whether, from a governance perspective, how come this specific city is being chosen compared to others? So there's a certain transparency that we need to be aware of. And it, of course, begs the question of the conclusion of choosing this state compared, this district compared to the other district, for example.
So DAP Sec-Gen Anthony Lok has said that the ministry's focus should be on formulating policies for the whole country, not just one district. How would you respond to that?
Yeah, so Tunku Zafro mentioned there are many local potentials that can be developed and highlighted in Kuala Selangor. This must ring true for many, many other districts as well, and many other local councils would no doubt be very familiar within their own specific areas. You see, as a nation, I think we are facing huge economic and socio-economic challenges post-COVID. We need to find solutions to contain the rising cost of living, to support businesses to recover, to ensure there's abundance of good, decent-paying jobs, to deal with the most recent woes of long traffic jams and congestions on the road, flooding every time it rains, etc. I think we need to work on many policies that the nation needs now. So Ministry of Finance is one of the key players and stakeholders in ensuring that these policies are funded and implemented. So in that sense, the ministry should also focus more on building on these national policies instead of focusing on individual sort of district developments and so on and so forth.
So there's also speculation that this is the beginning or marking the beginning of Tengku Zafrul's bid to be elected. How do you see this playing out?
I think my guess is as good as yours. In many ways, it is entirely reasonable that this question lingers, right? As we are near to election, announcements like that does beg the question of whether this is to pave a way to stand for election and so on. But I suppose in this sense, it may be helpful if Tengku Zafrul can share and explain a little bit further, perhaps providing details on the decisions such as why it's being adopted and why Puncak Alam is the new station and so on to counter this.
We have a couple of minutes left. With the kind of backlash we're seeing from this, what do you see the government doing next?
I think I would actually implore the government to focus more on, rather than focus on identifying districts to adopt and develop in isolation in that sense, I think the time and effort should be spent on ensuring the wider policies, national policies, can be implemented to help more people to live better with better jobs, better transport alternatives and so on, given the current uphill challenges that many of us face to different degrees. But it applies to each and every district, it applies to each and every state, and it applies to every rakyat in various manners.
Ihan, thanks for speaking with us today.
Most welcome. Thank you.
That was Tan Ihan, Executive Director at REFSA, weighing in on the announcement from the Ministry of Finance that they are adopting the Kuala Selangor district. We'd like to hear from you. What do you make of this? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.